the beginning.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip this slide.
Okay.
So hello everyone. At the next talk, we have Eric from Green Island coming to talk to us about Ramalama. Eric, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. Let me just clip this in. So, hi guys. I normally start this song with a fun little jingle, but we've only 20 minutes, so I'm going to skip it this time. Sorry guys. Okay, so. Yeah, this is a project I co-created with another engineer called Dan Walsh. I'm Eric Curtin, I'm a software engineer. I guess from the AI perspective, what I've worked on is I co-created RamLlama, and I'm also a Llama CPP upstream maintainer. RamLlama is all about making working with AI models boring and, you know, simple for everyday users like you and me. So as I said, this was... I'm going to fly through this stuff really fast because I want to give you a short demo and give you guys to ask some questions or whatever. But this was our one goal at the start. Now we're exploding on all sorts of different features. But the goal was to make AI usage boring. Boring is kind of a term I stole from another famous engineer called John Masters. To allow the simple use cases to basically just work. So like with RamLlama, let's say over the weekend this cool Chinese model gets released called DeepSeek. You can just run this one line install command and this one line run command with DeepSeek and essentially it'll just work. Some of the goals are to be OCI centric by default. So to provide user space runtime environments as containers. So there's a huge array of acceleration stacks for AI, and they're not actually the most straightforward to install. Some of them have lots of dependencies. Some of them have not so many dependencies. But one of the things RamLlama will do is, when you try and run it, it'll look for the primary accelerator on your machine, and based on that, it'll pull the correct runtime environment for that accelerator, so it'll just work. And sometimes maybe you want to choose your AI stack. Maybe you're like, oh, I want to play with Vulkan. You can manually specify what AI stack you want to use also. So another feature is to provide models as OCI artifacts, because I'm going to go through that later in slides, but basically that you can push and pull models as from OCI container registries, because OCI container registries are all over the place in public and in private networks. So it's just, they're well suited to handle multi-gigabyte files, which models tend to be in multi-gigabyte files. So it's well suited for that use case. Containers are not strictly required. You can actually run RamLlama with no containers. Sometimes I do that on my MacBook here because if I want to try out RamLlama natively on Mac OS, which doesn't have containers built into the Mac OS kernel. This makes life much easier. This is something I read on Llama CPP before. So AI models aren't deterministic by design, so it's probably a good idea to isolate AI models anyway in either a container or a VM or something. And this was some advice I read on Llama CPP documentation. Always execute untrusted models within a secure, isolated environment, such as a sandbox. And you might say, well, I trust my AI model. And another line I saw a couple of lines later is that the trustworthiness of a model is, it's not exactly binary anyway, so you should probably always encapsulate your AI workloads to a degree. So this was another goal, to be daemonless by default. So a lot of AI tools use client-server approaches, which is fine. But by default, if you use RamLlama run, it just spins up one process, which is quite useful. And when you tear it down, it's using zero resources on your system. But of course, we can run RamLAM as a server too using commands like RamLAM serve. So goals, accelerator support. There's a lot of AI projects out there because the likes of NVIDIA dominate like 95% of the market. There's a lot of AI tools that will say, we're only supporting NVIDIA, or we're only supporting CUDA and ROCm from AMD. In RamLAM, we're actually quite different. If you're willing to do the enablement work and open a PR, yeah, we'll review it and get it merged to run on your accelerator. There was a guy recently, he opened a PR to get RamLAM working on his Intel-based AI accelerator. And yeah, he's having great joy with that. So yeah, and if you put into work to auto detect your primary GPU, that's kind of useful as well, because RamLAM is all about kind of usability. OS support. So we support Linux, whatever Linux distro you run, Mac OS both natively, and also Mac OS via a virtual machine called Podman Machine, which is basically a Linux VM, which allows you to do all the cool container stuff on macOS. I also know guys running it on Docker Desktop on macOS. They're having good success as well. Our Windows support is via WSL2, and there's some documentation on that if you want to run it on Windows also. So this is another goal of RamLAM. So we want to be open to multiple model registries, as I call it, so you can push and pull to whatever location you choose, really. Like, an interesting comparison here is the comparison between OCI container registries and the OLAMA protocol, because I examined the OLAMA protocol, and the OLAMA protocol is very interesting. OLAMA is a company formed by some ex-Docker guys, and if you look at the protocol, they slightly forked the OCI transport layer, but just enough so that it's only compatible with the OLAMA registry. And that's fine, but it just means if you're going to build up all your infrastructure based on OLAMA, now, like, either you're going to surpass the OLAMA registry usage limits, which they will introduce at some point, I'm speculating, and you're going to have to pay them lots of money, or else if you're deploying in a data center where you're not allowed to pull from external networks, you're probably going to have to spin up OLAMA servers in your house and buy all those servers and change all your firewall rules, yada, 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 or else you can just use your existing OCI container registry and you don't have to pay for new servers or worry about surpassing usage limits. So what I'm trying to say is you can either use plain old OCI container registries or you can pay OLAMA a ton of money and spin up new infrastructure in-house. So the goal, yeah, it's one transport layer for all. So a lot of technologies are using OCI container registries to push and pull all sorts of artifacts. For example, there's a distribution from the company I work for, Red Hat, called RailAI, and it's a Bootsy-based operating system. And the main advantage of that is you can pull your system updates from your in-house OCI container registries or on the public internet. So you can use that same transport endpoint to pull your operating system level updates, you can pull your AI user space runtimes from this same transport endpoint. You can pull, you know, your application containers, and now you can push and pull models as well. So that's kind of the goal, and it'll simplify your infrastructure quite a bit because, yeah, you can serve all sorts of files on your OCI registries, which are well suited for multi-gigabyte artifacts. This is one of our newer commands. So let's say you found a cool model online on either Hugging Face or a LAMA or whatever. you can run a command called ramlama convert, convert it to OCI format, then you can push and pull to your local container registry rather than pulling from the internet the whole time. This is 10 minutes left, cool. This is a new feature from Podman. It's quite cool. It's called Podman Artifact. And what Podman Artifact can do, it can push and pull files as OCI artifacts. So we're going to integrate that basically to so you can push and pull model files. Another feature we support is switchable inferencing runtimes. So these are kind of two that are quite popular at the moment. So if Llama CPU works quite well on Apple Silicon, for example, so you can like code away and test your models using Llama CPP. But VLLM, for example, I know runs quite well on enterprise-grade NVIDIA accelerators. So yeah, there's a flag, dash-dash runtime, so you can basically choose your inferencing engine. And this is how the most basic usage of it works. So you run RamLlama Run, Granite 3 Mo, that's an IBM model. It tries to detect your primary accelerator, pulls that inferencing runtime, which in the diagram is CUDA, and then it pulls the model from some place. It could be Hugging Face, it could be Olam, it could be Quay.io, Docker Hub, whatever. And then you start the container with the model, and yeah, everything just works. So here's some other commands. The first one is basically how you install. That's how you run, that's how you serve models. I'm showing switchable runtimes there with VLLM and Llama CPP. You can generate quadlets or kubelet files if you want to deploy this on Kubernetes. That dry run command is, I'll skip past that. RamLlama pull, that's how you pull models. This example is a Hugging Face model. And RamLlama list is basically how you list all your various models. So yeah, our community is growing, and I encourage you all to get involved. Like going back to the accelerator support, that's one of the areas where I find the community is super helpful, because I don't have access to like all the thousand different types of GPUs in the world, and the community are great at helping for that. But much of the solution is written in high-level Python, so it's very accessible, and we're an open ecosystem. You know, just open issues, PRs, and when we get time, we'll take a look at them. Yeah, make RamLlama and Boring AI better together. We are contributor friendly. Yeah, there's a bunch of features, because it's such a short talk, I didn't get to talk about, but we have a website coming out soon. We're looking into RAG support, AI agent support, and that's kind of it. I'm going to show you a quick demo, and I can take some Q&A also then, maybe, just to give you an idea how it works. So here are various models I pulled. These are all Hugging Face or Llama ones. This is a model I use for testing quite a bit from Hugging Face because it's quite small. But you do a RamLlama run command, and it'll basically pull your model, and when it's done, it'll run it. I'm going to run one of the ones I've downloaded already, just in the interest of time. I'll do the DeepSeek one, since that's the flavor of the month. So yeah, it loaded the model. Why should I contribute to the open source AI project RamLlama? And yeah, that's basically running. And if we do nvtop, if you do nvtop, plus, yeah, you'll see it's maxing out my GPU there. It's 99%, and that's DeepSeek saying why RamLlama is the best AI project ever created. Yeah, that's it. I can take Q&A now if you want.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Eric? There is a question. Shout it loud.
So how good is it with larger models? So let's say multi-GPU, multi-node.
Can you repeat?
How good is RamLlama with larger models that need multiple GPUs?
So the question is how to run RamaLlama with larger models with multiple nodes, multiple CPUs, and.
RamaLlama is, we're actually building upon shoulders of giants. So like, I know for example a lot of people using the really large GPUs run via VLLM inferencing engine. So yeah, it's as simple as like RamaLlama serve --, runtime VLLM model, and it should work. The hardware support is all in Llama CPP and VLLM. We just utilize it, so, yeah. This guy, I'm forgetting to repeat the question. The question is, do we support model switching in our API? Not yet. We have an issue open for that. I've described it as a design. It's coming. That's a highly requested feature, yeah. Because it's not something VLLM and Llama CPP support directly. So we're going to have to write some proxy to switch in and out the models. It's a planned feature. It's not there yet, though.
More questions? All right, thank you very much, Eric. In 3 minutes, we start another talk, which I'm very excited about.